Chapter 14. When Lieutenant General Nils Jorgensen had awakened that morning, a celebrant of his 40th anniversary in the United States Army, he had been euphoric. When he left the office of the secretary and the further presence of the Army's congressional liaison officer, he was dismayed, cholerically angry, but mostly horrified. The general was a good man and a brave man. He locked the doors when he and Marco were alone in his office, then demanded that Marco confirm or deny that Marco had planned to request a court-martial of himself to enforce a public investigation of circumstances involving a Medal of Honor man. Marco confirmed it. The general felt it necessary to tell Marco that he had known Marco's father and grandfather. He asked Marco what he had to say. "Sir, there is only one person in the world with whom I've discussed this course, and that was Raymond Shaw himself, at his apartment last night. And it was Shaw, sir, who urged the course and originated the conception. May I ask who has made this accusation to the secretary, sir? I cannot understand how Senator John Yerkes Iceland made the accusation, Major. Now, I offer you this because of your record and the record of your family, and I offer you the opportunity to resign from the Army." "I cannot resign, sir. It is my belief, sir, that the Medal of Honor is being used as an enemy weapon. If the general will understand, I see this as my duty, sir." The general walked to the window. He looked out at the river for a long time. He went to a casual chair and sat down, and he leaned far, far forward, almost bent double, staring at the floor for a long time. He went to his desk and took a chewed and battered-looking pipe from its top drawer, plugged tobacco into it, lighted it, and smoked furiously, staring out of the window again. Then he went back to the desk and sat down to stare across at Marco. "You not only will not get the court-martial, but I'm advising you that you will have no rights of any kind." He snorted with disgust. "On my 40th anniversary in the Army, I find myself telling an American officer that he will have no rights of any kind."
"Sir?"
"Senator Iceland is the kind of a man who would work day and night to block the entire defense appropriation if he were crossed on a matter as close to him as this. Senator Iceland is capable of wrecking the entire military establishment if an investigation of his stepson's glorious heroism were permitted to go through. He would undertake a war upon the United States Army, which would be far more punishing and ruinous than any ever inflicted by any enemy force of arms in our history. To convey to you the enormity of the responsibility you carry, I have been ordered to tell you this, and it violates everything I stand for. Under orders, I will now threaten you." His voice trembled. "If you persist in urging your court-martial for the purpose of examining Raymond Shaw's right to wear the Medal of Honor, you will be placed in solitary confinement." Marco stared at the general. "Have you ever had to threaten a private to force him to police a yard, Major? The Army, as we have known it, has heretofore functioned under a system utilizing orders. Do you remember? I must now tell you that I have not been permitted to consider this conversation a travesty on both our lives. I have been ordered not to halt at merely threatening you. Senator Iselin has decided that I was to be ordered to bribe you. If you will agree to ignore your honor as an officer and will sign a paper which has been prepared by Senator Iceland's legal counsel which guarantees that you will not press for the investigation of this matter, I am to advise you that you will be advanced in rank to lieutenant colonel, then, effective instantly, to the rank of full colonel." The nausea rose in Marco like the foam in a narrow beer glass. He could not speak, even to acknowledge that he had heard. The general took a paper from his blouse and placed it on the desk, on the far side of it, in front of Marco. "So much for Iceland," he said. "I order you to sign it." Marco took up the desk pen and signed the paper. "Thank you, Major. Dismiss," the general said. Marco left the office at 4:21 in the afternoon. General Jorgensen shot himself to death at 4:55.